This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, for decades, sociologists have documented the phenomenon of extended adolescence. This is where someone who is an adult still acts like a teenager. One classic example would be a 35-year-old who has part of their rent and bills covered by parents and continues to take college classes. Jean Twenge, in her latest research on the trailing edge millennials, who she calls iGen, are extending this phenomenon even further. She documents that teenagers are becoming adults even later than the last generation. She argues that teens today are less prepared for adulthood. She also adds that they are safer since the rates of car accidents and teen pregnancies have fallen dramatically. Fewer 12th graders have tried alcohol. Back in 1994, 85% had tried alcohol. Today, only 66% have tried alcohol. Only 73% of 12th graders have driver's license, down from 85% 20 years ago. One of the most dramatic differences can be found in social dating. Only about half of them have been on a date. Compare that to 83% of 12th graders who had been on a date back in 1994 by their senior year. Another dramatic difference is one that we've talked about in the past, work experience. About half of 12th graders have worked for pay, which is down from 72% in 1994. Many more are taking college prep classes or hanging out at home. Now, all of these dramatic changes have resulted in a relatively new term being used by sociologists, emerging adulthood. This is their attempt to describe a new life stage between adolescence and adulthood. All of this reminds me of the jingle, "I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid." Maybe it's time for adults to say to the kids, it's time to grow up. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.